The report, called Out of Reach, describes just how unaffordable rent has become for low-wage workers. Andrew Orond is the vice president for research at the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, the group behind this study.
Low-wage workers or low-income households, they have always struggled to afford rental housing. But these additional demand pressures in the market have made it even worse.
Those pressures include an economy that's still feeling the after effects of the housing crisis. He also says changing demographics show millennials prefer to rent rather than buy a home. The report zeroes in on what it calls the housing wage, or the hourly wage needed so only 30% of a person's income goes toward rent. Oran says 3 out of 4 low-income renters end up spending more than half of their income on housing.
When they spend that much on housing, they tend to cut back on other things, such as food, medical care, medicine. A financial emergency comes up, they don't have money in savings because they're spending, you know, all the necessities, including housing, takes all of their income. So it is a serious concern.
A serious concern that can lead to difficult choices. Gavin Thornton is co-director of the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice.
Hawaii has the lowest wages in the nation when you account for cost of living. And Hawaii has the highest housing costs in the nation. So it's a double whammy that hits people and really hurts people and makes it hard to afford a home here.
He says in Hawaii, it's a situation that's getting worse.
It's not just the housing prices going up, but it's wages not keeping up with those increases. That's why we're seeing such significant problems now, is that the cost of housing is greatly outpacing the increases in wages that folks here are experiencing.
And it's a problem that's becoming the norm in the islands. Hawaii has taken the top spot in the annual Out of Reach report for the last 10 years. Molly Solomon for HBR News.